With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wetlands provide a large range of benefits to communities, wildlife, and the environment. A state conservation group launched a new initiative to restore and improve wetlands across the state. WXPR's Kitty Thorson spoke with the executive director of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association about their work.
Wetlands host a myriad of benefits. They can help reduce flooding, purify water, and provide habitat for dozens of wildlife species.
It seems like for a lot of environmental issues and challenges today, wetlands are an important solution.
That's Bruce Ross. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Waterfowl Association. Last year, the conservation group hired two ecologists to survey public properties owned by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources that could be restored to wetlands.
Much of that land has come from agricultural practice, where there has been hydrology removed from the land, meaning that there's ditches or there's tiles, and the wetlands that were once there have been impaired in the search for creating more agricultural land. We are working with the DNR under this program to identify those properties and restore the hydrology that was there originally.
For Ross and the WWA, this work is critical to supporting waterfowl habitat. For 40 years now, the WWA has focused on habitat restoration, helping hunters develop their skills, and advocating for policies that support waterfowl and wetlands.
Even though we're harvesting birds, we relish the habitat they live in. We care for the species. They are managed at a continental level, and hunters and others are bringing money to the table to help do that.
Ross says the group is always looking for volunteers to help with their conservation work. We have a link to learn more about the organization and how to get involved at WXPR.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Fire destroyed a home in the Lincoln County community of Gleason. The town of Russell Fire Department said in a Facebook post it was paged out around 4 a.m. Monday. Crews found a home fully involved in fire. They fought the fire from the outside since degradation of the building made it too dangerous to send firefighters inside. The person who lived there was not home when the fire broke out, but several pets were killed. Firefighters were on the scene for 4.5 hours. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. High and very high fire warnings can be seen across the state. On Sunday, Marshfield fire crews responded to a shed fire off East 17th Street. Fire officials say it set other sheds on fire as well and started when a homeowner left the fire for just a few minutes. Marshfield Deputy Chief of Fire Prevention Everett Mueller.
The gentleman that was attending the fire had left because his dog ran off and he went to grab his dog. When he came back, they're literally with fire on the shed, and then it was already spreading to the other two sheds.
Wildfire experts from the Wisconsin DNR say situations like this happen all too often. Amy Penn is a forestry specialist with the Wisconsin DNR.
The number one cause of wildland fires in Wisconsin is debris burning. So that's people that are cleaning up their yards, dealing with sticks and pine needles and leaves, just trying to clean up around their property.
Deputy Chief Mueller says there are ways you can keep from adding another fire to the list and still be able to have a burn.
I want to make sure that they're not burning any waste, refuse, tires, things like that. We're really burning clean firewood. And really something to think about there is if you can't cook over the top of that fire, it's not something you want to burn.
He says to always check the burn permit status in your area and to have someone tending the fire at all times. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Attorneys with Wisconsin's largest business lobbying group have asked the state Supreme Court to strike down Democratic Governor Tony Evers' use of a partial veto to lock in a school funding increase for the next 400 years. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Litigation Center filed the petition Monday on behalf of two taxpayers. It will be up to the liberal-controlled state Supreme Court to decide whether to hear the case before it goes through the lower courts, which is where cases typically start. At issue is a partial veto Evers made of the state budget in July, which increased how much revenue K-12 public schools can raise per student by $325 a year until the year 2425. As warmer weather returns, work crews will become a common sight along Wisconsin roads. Work Zone Awareness Week is underway in Wisconsin. Typically, there are more than 300 state highway and bridge improvement projects in Wisconsin annually. Data shows more than 2,100 crashes were recorded in Wisconsin work zones in 2023, resulting in 9 deaths and more than 700 injuries. Cell phone use is one of the most common factors in distracted driving crashes. Drivers and passengers make up the vast majority of those injured or killed in a work zone crash, but workers remain at risk as well. Since 2019, there have been 5 worker deaths in work zones. With the help of federal aid, Wisconsin is catching up to neighboring states and accelerating clean energy construction projects. The Badger State is taking things a step further by giving union workers greater access to these job opportunities. Mike Moen reports.
4 major utilities operating in Wisconsin recently announced a pledge to hire union workers for clean energy development tied to federal incentives under the Inflation Reduction Act. Kent Miller of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council says it paves the way for a smoother transition to more wind, solar, and similar projects.
With the commitment from the utilities to make sure that the wages and benefits are the same standard as legacy energy, it allows workers to focus on updating their skill sets to meet the needs of the project and not worry about are there concessions in wages and benefits.
In earlier phases of renewable energy construction, Miller says some project leaders focused on bringing in out-of-state non-union contractors. Now that Wisconsin labor organizations have a seat at the table, Miller says the next challenge is getting more advance notice before a project breaks ground so they can ramp up recruiting well ahead of time. I'm Mike Moen.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.